After Rick's introduction to the scripture reading, I feel we should just sing the invitation song. I don't know, amen that. Get right to the conclusion. Appreciate that very, very much. As always, there's an outline in the bulletin this morning. If you'd like to follow along with the lesson, as we go through it, it's almost a verse-by-verse commentary on the scripture that was read to us. This is part of the series I'm doing under the heading, Now That I'm a Christian. And this is the fourth lesson, just something else to help us in our success in Christian living. So we've titled this one, the middle section of the scripture, Add to Your Faith. Add to Your Faith. I didn't put the sentence that I've said in each lesson before in your notes, but I'll read it as I've written it down here. Make it personal. I would say anytime I become a member of a group or organization, I acquire an obligation to make it succeed. And if I don't, I contribute to it or my failure in that. So we're going to look at things that contribute to our success as a Christian or in Christian living. And as Rick said in our lesson, let's go through the notes or through the text and look at particular phrases. Number one, in verses 1 through 4, Peter gives us three blessings. Obviously, there's more, but these are three that Peter has listed for us as being Christians. Number one, he said in verse 1, we've obtained. Oh, I like that. You and I have something. He said, we have obtained like precious faith. And he said, Peter says, with us. The faith that Peter and the apostle have is the same faith that we have. It's not different. You know, Christianity, and an interesting word to use, faith. Christianity should be precious to us. I would hope you would see it that way. By definition, I want our faith to be treasured, appreciated. Our faith should be treated as something that's valuable, to be, you know, held dear. Our faith is precious, so I want to keep my faith safe. Our faith is worth a lot. It's precious. Peter said in his first letter, in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, he said, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Oh, so that's a faith to be treasured. Precious faith that we've obtained. A second blessing that he lists is in verse 3. And has given. We've been given something. He listed, it's been given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things. Paul said it before in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all or every spiritual blessing in Christ. We've been given something that we need to get us from here to heaven. The Bible is a roadmap to give us directions and provisions. We've been given everything we need. All the supplies, all the encouragement, the information, the instruction, the hope that lies within us. We've been given that through the Word of God. A third blessing that he lists in his introduction in verse 4. Given to us, the second given. Given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. So we have precious faith and precious promises. Precious. Jesus said in John 14, verse 1, beginning of verse 1, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Yes. My hands go up. Believe in God. He says, believe also in me. My hands go up. I do. In my Father's house are many mansions. If would have told you. I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, that's a precious promise. So precious. Paul said in Titus 1 verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God, and then he adds the phrase, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Promise. The song we sang, that we've been singing, standing on the promises. That's our foundation. I'm standing on those promises. That's precious. Sweet are the promises. Right? We sing that as well as read about it in Peter. So now in number 2 in your notes, he said, begins in verse 5, for this very reason, what reason? Oh, these promises. These promises, what we've obtained and what we've been given. So for that reason, giving all diligence. Now, so all my I need to do it. I need to give all diligence. Meaning effort. Gusto is a good word. I need to be persistent in adding these things. I need to be determined. I don't want to stop. I want to be diligent. Add to your faith. You're going to add something. It means something's going to be increased. You're going to add. It means to compile things. It means there's something more. I want to add. I have those 5 months. Say, thank you, God, for precious faith, precious promises, for the things that I've obtained. Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, but oh, wait, Brian, there's more. Now add to that. First one's virtue. You know, if I ask you a definition of virtue, you eat some of these things by definition. Oh, that's honesty and excellence. I need to add fidelity, courage when I'm facing hostility. It's a virtue. There's strength in virtue. I need to keep myself spotless and untarnished. I need to live right. There's a virtuous life. Add that to my faith. A life. Second, knowledge, not just information. It's interesting, this word has the idea of faithfully continuing in your study. It's not just learning one thing one time and say, okay, that's enough, I don't need to learn anymore. This word carries the idea that I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to understand what I read. It means I'm going to develop spiritually so that I have a discernment between right and wrong. A knowledge. I'm going to grasp that which is right. I'm going to perceive. Yeah. Knowledge. I need that. Self-control. Well, I just brought my own definition. That's the ability to do right when nobody's around to see you. Nobody's around to pull you out away from danger. There's something about self that I need to add in my faith. Self-restraint, I put. I need to be disciplined to the task at hand. The ability to avoid extremes. Another translation uses the word temperance or self-mastery. That's right. So in my relationship to God, with that knowledge, put it into practice and do that which is right, even when nobody else is there to push me into the right direction. You can do it. Perseverance. Oh, another translation said patience. Patience. Now there's a continuation to this word too. Be continually steadfast in faithful service. Some idioms we'd say, oh, I want you to hang in there. I want you to stick to it. It's an attitude that doesn't give up. Let's keep going. Add that to your faith.
God, I want to do what you require of me. It's an attitude of life where we present ourselves before God and say, you know, God, here am I, send me. God, if you speak, I'm going to listen. If you stand. When the ruler came to Jesus and said, what's the best I can be? What's the great commandment? In Mark chapter 12, verse 29, Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments. Hear, O Israel, Jesus said, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second commandment, this is the first commandment, but there's a second. Love your neighbors yourself. I want to be godly in attitude and in life. I want to do the duty that God requires of me. Then he adds to that, seven of these, add to that brotherly kindness. If you're going to be brotherly, it indicates a family virtue. But it's family virtues that are right. Not ones that we've messed up. This is the best in the family. It's in the idea of community. We have here assembly. People who are united by a common calling. Precious faith. Precious promises. That we've obtained, all of us. So there's a brotherhood with us. It's the idea of it's a common bond. Or an association. We want to be brotherly. Brotherly. There's an alliance. Brotherly. Kindness. Be considerate. Willingness to help others. One word I kind of smiled at when I read it in the dictionary. Be humane. Humane. Yeah. Brotherly. Kindness. That's right. Benevolence. Charity, tender, compassionate, warm-hearted. It's kindness that's brotherly. How can I help you? What do you need? Let me get that for you. Brotherly kindness. And the last one, love. That's that foundational one. Wow. Love is, by definition, you're going to seek the best for another. I'm going to seek the best for you. It's an active desire for good. I want to be involved in this. It's not just a shout out. It's not just saying that I love you. It's patterned after God's love for sinful man. It's gracious attention to the needs of another. Gracious. That's what God did for us. So there's things to add to our faith. And then the last section, point number three, beginning of verse 8. So now he says, if these things are yours, all right, now this is what I want, those adding to my faith. That's part of my life now, attitude and action. I've added, if these things are yours. Then he adds, and abound. All right, what's the minimum requirement for those seven things? No, I want them to abound. Meaning, that if something abounds, it's overflowing. Meaning there's lots of it. It's more than normal. I want you to abound. Remember, if I want to be successful as a Christian in our series here, now that I'm a Christian, what do I need to do to contribute to the success? I need to add these things now and make sure that they pile up. They abound. Then he says, if. Interesting word, isn't it? Anytime someone says, if, it means that there's conditions. If, then. If you do these things, then. You know, there's a reward or consequence. Okay. If. There's a necessary contribution that I need to make in order to receive these last blessings. He introduced it with three, remember? And now he said he's going to add three more. He says, if these things are yours, then God said, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. This is my word, when it goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void. But it shall accomplish what I please, and that it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So if I put God's word into practice, there'll be a harvest. There'll be a harvest. But he gives the warning, doesn't he, in verse 9. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, given even to blindness. He's forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sin. That's right. So now we go back to the blessings, don't we? Oh, now that I'm a Christian, all those blessings. Short-sighted, blind, in other words, goes back to our introduction. If you don't contribute to your success in Christian living, you're blind to the value of Christianity and to the blessings that God's given you. You've forgotten that you were cleansed. You've forgotten God's graciousness in those old sins. That you've forgotten that. Well, there's a warning. But then the blessing is, after number one, you'll neither be barren or unfruitful. You'll never stumble, is read. Now he gives us kind of a subtle warning, too, just in that phrase. There's the possibility of stumbling or falling. He said, if you do these things, you'll never stumble. Oh, you mean it's possible to stumble? Right? What if I don't add these things? What if I don't increase my faith? Blind and I've forgotten. So that's why he said, be even more diligent in this, in verse 10, to make your call and election sure. Be diligent in that. If you do these things, so add to your faith, these things that pertain to life and godliness, never stumble. An example of that is that never stumble. Maybe if you obey the laws of the land, you'll never be arrested. I've never been arrested. Wow. I'll be 75 next month. I've never been arrested. I know you're probably thinking, what's wrong with you? No, never been arrested. If you obey the laws of the land, that's a simple illustration. So Peter is saying that if you do what God says, you're not going to stumble or fall, because His word's within, His spirit's within to give us the guidance, give us the comfort, give us the encouragement. If you add to your faith, if you do these things, you're not going to stumble and fall. But if you don't do them all, you're blind and you've forgotten the old way, and you'll stumble and you'll fall. So he says, be diligent. Those encouraging words. Add! Proverbs 4, verse 10 said, hear, my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you'll not stumble. So you stay in the pathway of right. You don't fall. The last, in verse 11, and an entrance, the third blessing. Well, really the sixth blessing, because three are in the introduction at the beginning. Now he's added these other three. You're not, if you do these things, you're not going to be barren or unfruitful. If you do these things, second, you'll never stumble. And now number 3 in verse 11, and an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now Peter's audience are already in the kingdom in the church. So therefore the reference here has to be to the eternal kingdom of heaven. Yeah. Do these things, When it's all over, when you reach the end of your way, oh, there's an entrance. A good one. A good one. So, we add to our faith, and God keeps His promises. That's the lesson. We add to our faith, and God keeps His promises. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation. Now, remember, the New Testament church, not a Christian, you have that opportunity. Simply obey the gospel message. And Jesus commissioned His disciples right before He ascended back to the Father in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Preach the gospel to every creature. Tell everybody a good news message. Yeah, God so loved the world He gave a Son. Now there's a response. In the next verse, that he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Oh, that's the entrance. Right. There's a blessing now. There's a blessing later. So you're subject to that invitation. You've got it done so already. Ask one, ask brethren for strength or encouragement. We can accomplish that. So let's stand together and we'll sing the song that Dennis has selected for us. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve to answer that invitation this morning, please come and just have a seat beside me and let your request be known.